So basically what we're doing is we're inviting anybody who has an interest in becoming a member of An Gardaí Síochána to drop in at any time between that four-hour period to chat to us about any kind of questions they have or reservations they may have about starting a career with An Gardaí Síochána.
And people from all backgrounds have went on to become a guard. And I notice even in this latest campaign, we see the likes of radio presenters, people who previously were in the fire service. It's really attracting people from all walks of life.
That's correct. Yeah, that's probably the one. Like, policing evolves over time. And An Gardaí Síochána, which is obviously the national police service for Ireland, it changes to reflect society and present society, and that's only correct. And traditionally we say that we would have got applications and we would have had people embarking on their career with us that are 18 years of age after leaving school, or maybe 21 or 22, 3 after leaving college. But what we have now, Catherine, is we have people joining us that are well established in their own careers, or maybe just, you know, interested in us as a second career. And which I found interesting on the open day that we had last year in Sligo, because we are a divisional resource. We had it last year in Sligo. And what I found unusual for me, but also very welcoming, was that parents who were bringing young people to the open day actually ended up being very interested in the job themselves. So what's separate to somebody who's going through that educational process in the conventional sense, you're getting €354 per week whilst you're training. Training is 36 weeks in total then, Catherine. And the first point on the pay scale when you enter after being attested is €37,311, rising to €57,985 after 8 years. So you're getting unsociable hours and overtime on top of that as well. So, you know, that's a bit of information that mature applicants want to hear about. And then for all people, both mature and maybe people who are leaving school or college, you know, they want to ask us more questions about pension. We, you know, we have a good pension scheme, and we have a scheme running with it that, you know, helps fast track payments if you're late joining. There's various society and clubs associated with An Gardaí Síochána. We have wellbeing services. We have two credit unions. There's a medical aid scheme, which is in effect health insurance. And then just there's a huge variety in the job, Catherine, and that's really what I sell it on. The geographical and also the professional variety that's available to you. And I'll always underpin our tagline, it's a job worth doing. It's very worthwhile, and it's really vocational in its genesis.